League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Welcome back to Tip TV Finance, here where I'm soldiering on with my co-host, Alessio Rastani, independent market trader at LeadingTrader.com, and with our guest who is making, I think, second appearance here, Dennis de Jong, managing director at UFX. How are you today, Dennis?
Good morning, I'm fine. How are you?
Well, I might not survive the interview here, but with man flu, it's a very, very serious ailment. But you came on the show once before. I just wanted to revisit what UFX do and what your USP is, let's say.
Okay, so we are a CFD broker. I've got global operations. And lately, we've developed something called Mass Insights. So we've taken a look at, listened to our traders, we've talked to them, and I'm sure you're well aware of the development that has happened over the last years with regards to social trading. So you've got copy trader programs where you can follow separate traders. We thought we might want to take a different spin on that. And rather than relying on one person, we want to rely on the crowd. So the idea behind it is that you don't look at one analyst anymore who publishes a research every 14 days, every once in a week. You don't rely on separate traders who once in a while they might place a trade, but you've got a resource available to you whereby you can take a look at what traders are doing all over the world, and they're retail traders. Okay, and to give an example, we've got non-farm payrolls coming up this Friday, and you might be a UK-based trader and you're interested in how might the pound versus the euro react. So you can have a look at what a trader's doing, what your fellow trader's doing in Germany. How are they positioning them now? You might have a look again tonight. You might have a look tomorrow morning. How are they looking at euro dollar?
That would be interesting. So would your idea be to follow along with what they do or go against them, like fade them?
That's a very interesting question. We thought about this a lot. And right. The point is actually, yes, you can be a momentum trader or you can be a contrarian trader.
Right.
It's up to you, really, but you've got the information available to you. Currently, and we are, of course, looking at what the data is saying, with past events, with historic events, and with upcoming events, we cannot really tell yet that there's a specific indicator or there's some correlations yet. It still changes, and we're learning about it. But it's really up to a trader. You've got the information, and you can decide what you want to be.
But, I mean, there's one of the things that Alessio, he loves to talk about the smart money and the dumb money. And I can be quite hard-headed, I don't like the idea of calling people dumb. I say less smart.
Less smart
and less smart. But we have seen that, sentiment amongst retail clients. They were short up to the eyeballs of euro sterling, and that's gone through the roof. They were long, they rushed in to go long of gold in the week before the gold collapse this week, which was not very pretty. And as soon as cable went below 130, they were buying, actively buying there. And that's gone the other way as well. So less smart money has been hit quite hard.
Well, there really are examples of both sides. I can give you examples where it actually worked out very well. But still, it's just about having the information and deciding what you want to do with information.
I once read, and this comes along with what you were saying about giving access to not just one analyst, but many different traders.
In real time.
In real time. Yeah. I once read, and actually this is true, it's actual fact, there's a newsletter that is written by one very well-known analyst. I won't mention his name. I don't want to be nasty. But apparently a lot of hedge funds pay a lot of money, like $400 a month, to subscribe to his analysis, even though on the majority of his calls he's wrong. And I look into this a bit more, and it seemed the reason why so many of them subscribe to this one analyst is because they take the opposite side of the action and
you
make money.
It's a very good contrarian indicator, yeah.
Exactly. It's a great contrarian indicator. In fact, it's become almost a joke on the internet. ZeroHedge.com keeps mentioning his calls and purely to markets. In fact, just after Brexit, this particular analyst said, oh, the market's going to crash, go to this down this level. And then ZeroHedge comes out and says, this guy says go short, time to go long.
Yeah.
So now, going back to what you were saying, I like that idea. So giving access to everybody to see what everybody else is thinking. I presume if if at some point all the retail traders are suddenly bullish, saying, okay, go long on gold, go long on, you know, on the FTSE or the S&P, that could actually be a very good contrarian indicator because it shows a sentiment becoming extreme at this point.
Absolutely. It can be used in many ways as an indicator. And like you say, it could be a contrarian or it could be a momentum trade.
Is there anything right now that the majority of these traders are talking about?
No, we are actually seeing at the moment is a bit of uncertainty, a bit of confusion. Yeah, I mean, Brexit is obviously a big topic at the moment. We have seen some milestones on some roadmap ahead, and as well the U.S. elections.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there are many question marks around at the moment.
Do these analysts have to give you the permission for you guys to publish?
Well, it's part of our terms and conditions, so generally, but it's on an anonymous basis. So that's the difference to many other platforms. Other platforms might focus on single traders. It's anonymous, and it's across all the traders that we have, all retail traders.
Okay, on that note, if you're interested, clearly go to UFX and see what's going on there. But in the meantime, Dennis de Jong, Managing Director of UFX, thanks for coming in and sharing your thoughts with us.
Thank you.
We'll be back after the break.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Save big on everything you need when you shop at Menards. Spidey Electric smart home products make everyday living simply smarter. Stay connected to home while you're away with wireless outdoor security cameras. Control all your smart home products from anywhere using one easy-to-use app. View our entire selection of Spidey Electric smart home products today on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for other great deals happening this week. Save.